This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, getting to this point was quite a journey, quite a ride, but an amazing ride with Jonathan Emord in hour one. And you do, if you're really paying attention, you probably need to rewatch it. The amount of historical detail that Jonathan brings to every event and every show, included in his book, The Authoritarians. If you're new to the show, this is an amazing history book that corrects the era of progressivism and helps you understand how we got here. And he'll be with us at the Health Freedom Expo, thanks to our friend Julie Whitman Klein and family at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, and trinityhealthfreedomexpo.com. That's October 2nd and 3rd. Ty and Charlene Bollinger will be there. So many of our friends will be there. I can't wait to see you there, too. I don't know if Jeffrey Jackson will be there. I'll have to ask him about that. I know it's still a time in advance. We still got some time, but it'd be great to see him. Also, big shout-out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers who will also join us at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. And I am doing a lot of their CBD. U.S.-grown, certified organic, critically extracted, hand-harvested, comprehensive hemp CBD extract. And I'm doing the lemon flavor right now. I also have the mint. I'm going to be taking them with me on my trip. But, you know, today, this morning, trying to get up, get ready for this trip, working on the second greenhouse. First one's done. Packing. I've got to work on my PowerPoint. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, Jeffrey Jackson knows nothing about these deadlines. Do you, Jeffrey?
Well, I know something about deadlines, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, you do. And it's like, I don't know if CBD helps you, but I'm like, I'm an energetic guy. People see me, but honestly, off the air, I'm pretty laid back. I'm very observant. You know, I chill, I watch, and I have fun. But on the air, you can say, oh, man, he's intense. But really, I've been feeling that intensity off the air, too, not just because of this trip, but just the seriousness of many things that are happening, including our own government, so-called president, executive branch going, we're not even pretending we're not censoring you. We're demanding that you be censored.
So many things to talk about with you. I mean, on the CBD front, I'm old enough to remember when all that stuff was illegal, and we were writing about it and talking about it, trying to just get people to understand how terrible of a crime this is to not be able to let, you know, people with autism all the way to anxiety and cancer and pain to try the CBD or the psychoactive or non-psychoactive, you know, mm-hmm. depending on their health issue. So the fact that this is, you know, the CBD oil is available for people just as a pathway to get away from pharmaceutical drugs. And, you know, mm-hmm. hey, I'm not against pharmaceutical drugs, but I need to see some that that you can take without a list of side effects as long as my arm. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to see some studies of mixing of pharmaceutical drugs. And, hey, why don't you throw some vaccines in there in those studies if you're going to talk about
right.
mixing? Just to talk about safety.
You know what? And, you know, another layer of irony about what you just bring up, because, you know, obviously, as a homeopath, I'm looking at toxicity issues all the time. And I wasn't raised on homeopathy. I was raised on allopathic medicine. So I know what it's like to be poisoned consistently and constantly by drugs. And yet, funny enough, I say funny, but in the midst of COVID crazy, what have we learned about a couple of medicines that have a very low level of toxicity relative to the vast majority of drugs out there, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, that have been out for decades? And funny enough, those that promote those drugs, oh, those are the wrong drugs. No. We need to have something newer and more toxic, more dangerous, like what's the latest antiviral that they're now finding out is problematic, right?
I mean, yeah. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and then you have the ones being pushed. You know,
remdesivir is what they're all about.
Remdesivir,
that
yeah.
stuff's nasty and dangerous and doesn't work any better than the one for flu, Tamiflu.
Right. And people want to talk about the word conspiracy all day. I've never heard the word conspiracy be thrown around by mainstream media more than I have this past year. And it's not because there are conspiracies. As they say, the joke goes, if it's conspiracy in the age of COVID, just wait a week. It'll become a fact.
Yes.
And
not
we
here.
Saw that ivermectin, I mean, it was developed, patented by Merck. It went off patent. And all of a sudden, it's not a nice drug anymore. No one wants to deal with it. And Merck is developing its own viral to replace this or something like that. It's going through tests. So it's kind of convenient that when no one can make money off these drugs anymore, they just, even the word, the mention of them coming out of one's mouth is a censorable crime in today's day and age. Mm-hmm. And just as a side note, some breaking news, 26 with a B, $1 billion opioid settlement has happened. And who was in there? Our friend vaccine maker J&J Janssen. They were accused of downplaying the addiction risk in the opioid marketing. So that's right. They're telling people it wasn't addictive while it was addictive. And there are really no studies to show that it was not addictive, just like Purdue Pharma. So we have that to look forward to. But hey, I'm sure they're doing it right with vaccines.
So you're meaning to tell me that corporate felons might not be trusted when they tell you, but this time we're going to do it right. And this time, oh, the shot? Yeah, no. This one works all the way. There are no, I mean, really?
26 billion yeah. with a B. That's a big one. That's a big one.
When you make trillions, what's a few
That's
billion?
Right.
And
That's right.
right now with the monopoly marketplace growing ever stronger for COVID treatment, only via vaccination and no actual treatment other than a semi-emergency use authorization of, not ivermectin, but of what was the remdesivir, which is quite controversial with the side effects, direct effects that are not marketable is what a side effect is, and also the lack of efficacy. So we have a lack of freedom of speech, even among the doctor class that are licensed and have medical degrees, right? They're not allowed to speak about these things either. And your latest article, and I have it up here, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com through the High Wire. And, of course, we also link to jeffreyjackson.com. And you can see the spelling online. You'll see it there. But U.S. government is now openly promoting censorship and worse. And Jeffrey, this is something I covered the past week because at least a little bit, they were always trying to pretend it wasn't us. It was the private companies, and they have the right to say what you can say on their site. So they're like, it's not us. We're not prohibiting your freedom of speech. Now, could you see any more direct, overt statements of you better censor these people or else?
Right. And here's where we're at. So everybody remembers over the past year or so, maybe 2 years, Mark Zuckerberg in front of Congress, pale, nervously sipping his water like a robot. That was because they were going back and forth, the U.S. government, about are you censoring? Are you not censoring? Are you shadow banning? Are you promoting content over others because of political reasons? Back and forth and back and forth. Here comes Jen Psaki in the Biden administration, and they say, let's just do away with all that. Let's go top down, banana republic, authoritarian censorship. And we're not only going to do it in the background, which would behoove them to do it in the background and have no one notice and maybe catch up in a couple of years, have some Project Veritas whistleblowers. Nope. She came right up to the podium, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. And I heard the word use it boasted. Glenn Greenwald was flabbergasted, independent journalist. He said she boasted about it, which she did. She said, we are in contact with Facebook and we're basically flagging content for them to take down. And now when the White House, when Robert Scott Bell says, which he would never say, I don't like that article, Jeffrey, maybe you should change that sentence. Again, he would never say that, but in some alternative universe, I would say, thanks, Robert. Well, maybe we'll have a conversation about that. Why do you think that? That's not coercion. When the White House tells you, you should probably take something down, and they're holding over you actions from the Attorney General, taking away your protections as
and
a publisher.
The FTC I mentioned with Jonathan Emord last hour. I mean, that is a toothful organization if you're engaged in commerce.
Right.
And they do worse than the FDA.
Right. And when the White House suggests that, there's one word for that. That's called coercion. it's not so subtle coercion, because they can say, oh, we're just flagging it. You know, it's no big deal. We're just suggesting it. What they do internally in Facebook. No, no, it's the White House, and they have the full power of the U.S. government behind them. And I don't care how big people think Facebook is. The United States government can change some of the laws a little bit here, a little bit there, and Facebook's monopoly will start to change. It'll erode over time. So you better believe Facebook is probably paying attention to the White House. And again, as Glenn Greenwald went on Fox News with Tucker Carlson to say, there already is case law that when the U.S. government says, coerces private companies or private actors to censor, that's a free speech issue. And there's case law that is protecting that. So to say we're in uncharted territory right now, again, if it wasn't so boastful, I would say, okay, this is kind of a next step up and here we go. But my gosh, right in your face. And you have Javier Becerra. He's the secretary head of HHS. He came out after Biden said they're going to go door to door to, I guess, peddle. That's the word I used, peddle a vaccine. They're not going to shoot people up at their door unless they want it. Apparently that's happening in North Carolina. They're going around with the trucks. But Javier Becerra went on, I believe it was CNN, and he just, again, he just doubled down, and we always see the double downs, but some of his quotes were just jaw-dropping, and I know you probably covered this, but I put this in my article, because he went on there and said, we want to give people the sense that they have the freedom to choose. I mean, I've been dying to read these quotes to you to see your jaw drop. And then he says, we're going to make it possible for them, American people, to have a good life. And then he said, we in America, we, government agencies, try to give people as much freedom and choice as possible. All of those statements are incorrect. And for him to go up there again and confidently go up there and talk about that stuff like he is, with Jen Psaki in the background saying we're flagging posts, and then Joe Biden in some weird walk-by interview where he stops and tries to remember a talking point and says, yes, killing people, that's what's happening. Speech is killing people. Didn't we go through this in the 90s with rap music where right. Speech was supposedly killing people? How did that turn out? I mean, come on. This is going to backfire spectacularly. And the U.S. government has paid, by my last check, $4 billion in marketing and advertising and podcasting with Steph Curry and Fauci and Julia Roberts, God bless all of them, the social media influencers, pushing cheeseburgers down people's throats. And you're telling me 12 people, 12 common U.S. citizens, nothing really special about them, beat a $4 billion marketing scheme directly from the U.S. government that has control essentially of most of the airwaves when it comes to mainstream media.
With no budget.
With no budget. People, I don't know. I mean, it's a very touchy time right now, but I think colleges should be teaching about this from a marketing standpoint, from a getting the information out standpoint, from information dissemination standpoint. It seems like a win to me.
Yeah. You included some tweets by Alex Berenson in your article, and I'm going to show everybody on screen. I showed it a few times here. But basically, Alex says, hey, guess who Leiter asked for an off yesterday? If you said Jen Psaki, spokesperson for the President of the United States, you're right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And was this in relation to claiming, if we were to point out, factually, by the way, that the FDA, the US FDA, has not approved any vaccine for COVID, we would be telling a fact, saying a factual statement. Right. But they claim that's misinformation and disinformation. If I'm understanding correctly the accusations being made, but there is a distinct difference between an emergency use authorization and a full-on approval and licensing.
Right, right. Yes, so there's two things that are happening right now. I'm sure your audience is very well aware of this. These vaccines, all of them in the United States, have emergency use authorization. This is an experimental product that was rushed to market. I don't care what anybody says. We didn't cut any corners on safety. You did because you rushed it in a small time frame. Normally, the time frame is bigger. Unless you have a time machine and you're sitting next to Michael J. Fox, I don't want to hear any excuses. So this is what Jen Psaki said. This was her press briefing directly from it on July 16th, right around the time that she talked about how misinformation was so terrible. She writes, this is WhiteHouse.gov, alleging mRNA vaccines are untested and thus risky, even though many of them. So they're talking about misinformation. Some of this misinformation is misleading the public by falsely alleging that mRNA vaccines are untested and thus risky, even though, she writes, many of them are approved and have gone through the gold standard of the FDA approval process. They are not approved. It's an emergency use.
Which one? Many of them are approved. Which one? Name one.
Exactly.
Hey, Psaki. Name one test for COVID that's full-on licensed and approved and standardized. One. Just name one.
Two pieces of misinformation in one sentence. That's got to be a record. And it's on the same. I mean, the irony cannot be lost on anybody looking at this stuff. Yeah. And we know that a lot of the misinformation does come from experts and officials. I remember we covered, I believe it was 2 years ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci once again. He was in front of some committee with a large name. I don't know what it was, some weights and standards or something committee. And he was asked point blank. This was during the measles outbreak, I guess we were going to call it, from 2019. There's a lot of people, because they were mandating the vaccine, they're taking away all those checks and balances that keep the shots away from people that shouldn't really be having them. And he was asked by one of the members, a lot of people worry about encephalitis, brain swelling. Are measles vaccines known to cause this? Point blank, straight face, he said no. And luckily, there was a lot of parents in the crowd behind them. You can still see this video that started literally. It was like a booing of a football game when the
boys
or something.
And he felt it. He felt it. Boy, did he feel it. He was like, "Ooh, I've been caught. They know. They're on to me."
And he shouted really, because they were banging the gavel, order, and he shouted right before he said rare, like he was ordering a steak or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a lot of information out there, and we cover it on the High Wire today. Round four, I believe it was, with Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul. I'm sure you've talked about that, the Wuhan lab virus funding.
Yeah.
Rand Paul has sent that criminal referral to the Attorney General. It's going to be up to the Attorney General of the Department of Justice if they want to seek further this investigation. But why wouldn't they investigate this? The WHO, Tedros, the head of the WHO, is saying that we need to investigate it because lab accidents do happen. He's complete 180. He's now calling for another investigation into China, which China is stonewalling. Why not investigate Fauci, the NIH, and their funding through the United States? Why not go through the avenue that we can have control over and do this here in the U.S.? What's to lose?
Yeah, well, their power, or their grip on power, that's tenuous, based on fraud and fear and nothing else. Not substantiated science or validated approvals and standardizations and authorizations beyond emergencies. Just amazing. That it still stands at all, that any people find it credible, is incredible. But I think people are heavily medicated, severely deficient in nutrients, so they can't think clearly, and they're operating primarily in their lower brain, their animal brain. They're operating in fear.
Right. And 2 points on that. So there's a poll that just came out by the Trafalgar Group. They specialize in political and corporate research polling. And the downside of this is they only looked at about a little over 1,000 people. But it was a recent poll. It was done, finished 10 days ago. And I'm looking at the numbers right now. And they asked, do you believe taking COVID vaccine should be mandatory, or should taking the vaccine be a personal choice? Almost 72% of people said it should be a personal choice. Only 21% of Americans, a little over 21.8, said it should be mandatory. 6.8 are unsure. And this was pretty much split almost down the middle with Democrat and Republican, and then there was a little bit of another category there. But what's interesting is, and I talked about this on the High Wire, the Democrats were polling at 58.7% saying that this thing should be a personal choice. And as you and I know, we've watched since, again, 2015, the Democrats have been the weakest host. Again, nothing against parties or politics. The Democrats were the weakest host when it came to the pharmaceutical influence to push these bills through.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States is considering giving more coronavirus vaccines to Vietnam, its ambassador to the United States said on Sunday, as the Southeast Asian country struggles to control outbreaks of the fast-spreading Delta variant of the virus. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam has been facing rapid outbreaks of infections, with daily cases repeatedly hitting new highs.
العراق اليوم جهزيته كجيش وقوات عسكرية وأمنية قادرة على الدفاع عن نفسها فنحن ليس في أمس الحاجة اليوم.
Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires American combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with the U.S. officials this week. This is USA Radio News. Efforts to vaccinate more people against COVID-19 continue this weekend as health leaders track a rise in cases and hospitalizations. As of Saturday, the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council reported 1,046 patients battling the virus in Trauma Service Area E hospitals. Stephen Love, president of the council, said the number of COVID-19 patients in North Texas hospitals have increased by at least triple in the past 30 days.
What we're worried about, hospitalizations, as you know, is a lagging indicator. So as the case count goes up, you expect more hospitalizations in about 7 to 12 days.
Crews from multiple states are battling wildfires in Montana, where five firefighters were injured combating one of numerous blazes that have ravaged rural lands and threatened or destroyed homes across the U.S. West. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
To get rid of religious exemptions, medical exemptions, to put those in the government hands, philosophical conscientious, all these things, lower or eliminate the age of consent for the vaccinations. It's typically the Democratic Party, you see that coming from. The Republicans started to file in a little later, but to see the Democrats saying 58.7%, that's pretty fascinating to me. So despite what we're being told, you know, mandates are good. Everyone's for these things. Everyone's had their shot. There's literally almost 75% of the country saying, no, that's, we want personal choice. And I got to tell you, it's more than 12 people out there when Jen Psaki comes out and says,
oh, yeah,
12 people. There's 71.4% now that you're dealing with. So she's probably ostracizing a larger part of the country than she believes, or a lot of people believe. So very
I think they're even peeling off some of their, you know, liberal sycophant supporters. Even some of them are having to have their limits. They go, what are you doing? You're saying that people are speaking out about a belief and you, what? You know, so at a certain point, people that used to support the First Amendment might find it again. Would be lovely. Lovely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think they're painting themselves into a smaller and smaller corner as they go. But they must feel so desperate to do so in a hurry that they're going to lose it if they don't. But they're going to lose it because they do.
Right. And my thoughts, the reasoning behind that, these are my thoughts, just looking at the headlines, looking in the research, you kind of see patterns develop and you can't take your eyes off them. I think that the booster conversation needs to get in here, needs to come in here in the U.S. It's already, I mean, Israel was already okayed the booster. We have healthcare workers across the world already getting the boosters. The conversation is coming. Canada just ordered until 2024, made a deal with Pfizer, and Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, said, and other vaccine makers for their boosters. He's all in on the booster shot, so you know the campaign's coming in Canada. The U.S. has been tiptoeing around it, not really talking about it. Fauci says, well, we're looking at the effectiveness and the durability and all these fancy words, but they can't bring the conversation about the booster in until they vaccinated more people here. And from my understanding, we're at 50-50. It's like a coin toss. The rest of the population in the U.S., I'm convinced, or most of them, will not take a shot. We'll put it this way. Someone's trying to sell me a car and they say, we're going to sell you this car, but it's only going to drive down 6 miles down that road and then we're going to have to sell you a new car. I'm not going to buy the car. So that's kind of how it is with the booster shot. It's kind of hard to convince somebody to give them something to buy into the first narrative, which is two shots or a Johnson & Johnson. One shot and you're out. You're protected. You're good. If another one's waiting in the wings and your friends are already lining up for the second, third. Yeah.
It's a law of diminishing returns, Jeffrey, and the more they push, the more they're going to lose. So they are in a dilemma. On some level, they know. We have pushed all we can push. And it's like to get the last 30% or so now, 24 to 30%, it's going to take increasingly draconian authoritarian measures, which is going to cause more people to question the basis for everything and leave and never come back. And so they're actually making it worse for themselves. Had they just left well enough alone and left us all alone, there still would have been 1-3% of the people going, yeah, we're not into vaccines. And everybody else would be going, y'all are crazy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but no, they couldn't deal with that. And they grew our message better than we could have grown it. And the more they call for censorship, the more they call us the disinformation baker's dozen or whatever, the more people are going to learn of the facts and the truths that the government agencies don't have. And those that have basically captured them don't have. But they have the power and authoritarian structure as long as people play along with it. And they keep pushing. They keep pushing us right out of their control.
It's beginning to become a high-stakes game, and I got to say, looking at this past week now, we've almost been a week removed from Jen Psaki's comments. It seems to have backfired in a way, because a lot of people that were, it's kind of hard to get away from it these days, but a lot of people are shying away from the vaccine conversation or not wanting to really comment publicly. You got people that are influencers or whatever, journalists. When she said that, she said, we're directly working with Facebook to censor people. Top-down government control, censorship. That looks a lot like what we've seen in other countries, what Edward Snowden warned us about, what we see in China, what we see in other countries like that. It brought a lot of people to the table that wouldn't have been to the table very quickly, and having this conversation on an administration that already has a lot of eyes on them for a lot of other reasons. So I don't know. As we know, these operations and the people running them, whoever they are, they double down. It's a one-trick pony. Every nail Everything looks like a nail. If you're a hammer, it's always a double down, double down. So expect a double down, or they may just kind of go dark and then step back and say, we never said that. Nothing's happening. But it will come back through. And you really only have to look to the UK and France to see probably, you know, I hate to say this, but probably the future of America if we don't stand up. And this is one of the things we do have. We are this beacon. We always have been, but we're this beacon when it comes to this medical, whatever we want to call it coming through. There's a lot of names for it. This medical operation that's being put onto the public that really is missing some science to back it up. That's the best way I can say it. A lot of people are looking to the U.S. now as France is asking for vaccine passports. I'm sorry, it's not asking. It's demanding vaccine passports.
Did you see the protests?
Oh, we saw the protests. Yeah. And I don't see them stopping. The U.K. is going to kick off. I know there's a lot of protests this weekend. One of the things we have to be aware of, and you know, this is out of our control, but just to say it on air and speak it is helpful. We have to be aware of, there is a world, I believe it's called World Freedom Day or World Freedom
Event. Is it this Saturday?
Yes, it is. It's this Saturday, and it's all over the world. It's happening in every country, a lot of countries all over the world. It's time to start watching, because the narrative really is lost by the public health experts. It's been lost. But now at this point, when you have to censor people for speaking and you're saying it from the White House spokesperson, you lost the narrative, period. Big time.
They've lost. They cannot get it back. The only thing they have are increasing draconian authoritarian measures that will force more people to rebel because they'll have no other option. And the people of France, we've seen it, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, going, nah, you're not stopping me from having a baguette and a drink of wine at the cafe, at the bistro, whatever. That's not happening. There have been massive protests in England, even. And in the U.S., we're just too nice and kind and want to get along and not make waves. But the protests will come if they do institute more overt, let's say, medical martial law edicts, even trying to bring back more mask mandates on the federal level, which is now being discussed in the Biden administration as well. For, guess who? Vaccinated people! How many people are going to wake up and go, wait a second, I got that so I didn't have to do that. I was going to do that so I could travel. And then they travel to Europe and find out that the shot that they got in America, oh, it's not the one we approve of. You can't come in here. I mean, it's just like they keep moving the goalposts, and then people are going, at what point do they go, all right, I was played. I admit it. You guys were right. Jeffrey, you were right.
And one of the things to really note is all of these protests have been peaceful. And that is the sign of a population that is unified, communities that are unified. And that's something keeping an eye on moving forward. It's important that these things stay peaceful, because I know at some point, if this keeps going, I mean, again, they've lost the narrative. You have to, state actors do what state actors do, especially when there's high stakes and there's authoritarianism being steeped in there. You got to look for agent provocateurs. You got to look for that kind of thing happening. And I mean, how many protests have been in London? Millions and millions of people, like once a month, and nothing. The only violence that we're seeing is from the police, and it's been terrible violence. I actually wrote a couple articles about that, showing the public health integrity and the public health messaging, which used to be doctor to doctor, suggestions about how you can do this. That's all been replaced by, like, horseback police with batons running through crowds, just wildly swinging them and beating people. It's pretty wild, and the restraint of the people has been angelic, and it's a beautiful thing to see, because these are people standing steadfast and saying, you're not going to bring us down to your level. We know what's right. We know what's right for our communities and our families, and we're going to stand here steadfast. We're going to surround the BBC. We're going to surround wherever your prime minister is, and we're going to stand there, and we're going to chant, and we're going to wait for you to. And at some point, these people may just never go home until these people are resigned, and that's maybe where this thing's going. I know Zuhari, I think his name is, he's the health expert in the UK. He promised that there was going to be no vaccine passports in February. I actually put a Twitter post out about this. He said they would be, quote, discriminatory. He was making a public statement, I believe it was yesterday, announcing the vaccine passport. I mean, these people, they tell you one thing, they do another. It's psychological operations, and I chronicled that pretty well in the High Wire today. A lot of these internal documents are showing that they were the SAGE groups. That's the groups that are advising the members of parliament there in the UK. The SAGE group advisors were giving suggestions to ramp up fear. I actually have one of the documents here. I'll read from it. This was, is literally, this was in March 22nd, 2020. The document is called Options for Increasing Adherence to Social Distancing Measures, because that's what they're trying to get people to do at that time. This is before everything else came in. And under the headline Persuasion, they call it a perceived threat. They say a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. The perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased among those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging. This is what the UK government, these are kind of the options, the smorgasbord that they're picking from. This is how it's being spoken to. And, you know, I said with Dell, we've been told this is a war on a virus. It actually sounds like it's a war on the people. Mm-hmm. It's a war on the minds of the people using psychological operations, which I thought you weren't supposed to use on your own public. I mean, even in the UK, they brought up a psychological operations division of their military, and they began to use them domestically, which is huge. No. So again, tons of unprecedented stuff going on. Public health is not really public health because it's missing the science. It's missing the impact assessments before they even make these recommendations. And they're using psychological operations, heavy psychological operations, not just suggestions, not just, you know, smoking cessation, coercion. These things are like dyed in the wool, heavy military ops.
Yeah. Public health is, well, what do I call it? A legal fiction. It's Marxist because it's collectivist. It's socialist, it's communistic, it's collectivist. It doesn't acknowledge your individual health or lack thereof. It lumps you into a group and says that's the best or the worst you'll ever be, or both. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can get well is through what? Public health measures, which are what? Assaults on the individual, ironically. With, right, in this case, experimental mRNA injections of the unapproved variety. Not that I would be in favor of them if they become approved, because that's the prediction. No, they're going to approve them. And, you know, they are open articles about this, Jeffrey. You've probably seen it reported on it. Well, once we get these things fully licensed and approved by the FDA, then the obstacle to mandates will be removed. For instance, for the government, right, in military circles. They know that they can't mandate an experimental EUA, an emergency use authorization, still undergoing clinical trials.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
When it comes to vaccines and vaccine hesitancy and all the words they make up about people just trying to get the information out, but the employer really can't push these vaccines while it's under experimental use. It's not stopping anybody from trying. There's this gray, this gray area that they're really pushing. But you know, I would go to these employers and these schools and whoever's making these mandates or writing these letters and say, okay, it's an experimental drug. Who exactly is going to help me out if anything happens? Because this is still experimental. Can I rely on, in writing? Can the school help me out with my medical bills? Bills, if anything happens?
They'll look at the PrEP Act and they'll go, no, no, it's not us. But the PrEP Act has provided for what? No liability for the manufacturers and a very limited, if impossible, ability for you to get any money from the government or your fellow taxpayer to cover your medical bill should you be injured, right, someone killed, or permanently disabled. Hey,
called a black hole.
Yes, the black hole. How's your fitness routine? You staying outside getting some vitamin D? You look like you're getting some sun, right?
Oh, good. Not so much. No? I've been laying in front of the computer quite a bit, but I did get outside about a week ago. I got some sun, so hopefully that's carrying over.
Don't be like Super Don. He ended up really sick. You need to get outside and move. So, I like to live what I preach, so to speak, and I found another boxing gym I want to go to. Check this article out. Maybe Super Don sent this to you. This is on vice.com. This gym is banning people who've been vaccinated against COVID. It's called the Fearless Boxing Club. It claims it doesn't want members who receive the experimental COVID jab. I dude I love it. Again, it's reverse discrimination, but you could argue precautionary principle because we don't know. They have not studied or analyzed what happens to people after they get the jab if they're spewing out spike proteins or anything else. So
it works both ways.
I think you have a more legitimate argument to say, you know what, we're going to hold off on people who've gotten the jab until it's studied to find out the impact on other people around them, especially working out and sweating on them.
Right. Yeah, and these are healthy people. There's a paper looked at about 28 countries, about almost 450,000 people, and the seroprevalence of SARS-CoV-2, which is like the antibodies in their mm-hmm. system. For the, you know, again, I'm talking to the crowd for the people that believe these things are real. But this is John Ioannidis. He's a Stanford professor, one of the greatest, probably one of the greatest public health epidemiologists we have right now. And he said the infection fatality rate was about 0.20. And that's not counting like all of the non-pharmaceutical interventions that you can do, and vitamin D, getting sun, zinc, C, quercetin. So
get that selenium in you. By the way, this is out of Toronto, Canada. This is what's even more amazing, because that is like lockdown central in North America. This gives me a lot of hope that, you know, there are people standing up to tyranny even in Canada. Of course, I knew there were, but Fearless Studios was founded by professional boxer Mohammed Abedin and professional dancer Crystal Glazer Roscoe. Its Instagram bio states that the business was built in the lockdown, opened in the lockdown, and we're not going anywhere. Support them if you're in Toronto. I would if I was there. They won't let me in, but I would go there in a heartbeat to where the fitness is happening and the healthy people are going.
Probably some tough ladies and gentlemen there. Mm-hmm. It was born in fire, born during COVID. We're not closing down. I mean, if any company or business can start during COVID and stay open during this entire lockdown, my gosh, hats off, especially a boxing gym.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you working on? You haven't done a lot of articles recently. We've got the one you've done, but you've been so busy with the High Wire and probably some other projects. I haven't caught up with you, so let me know what's going on.
Yeah, and for listeners, this is how we catch up, Robert and I. We catch up on air because we really don't talk to each other at all off air. So we're actually launching a newer, updated version of the High Wire website, which is going to have a gigantic expanded news section. So that's one of the things that I am collaborating on.
Great.
And, that's going to be this Sunday night. I believe it goes live, so basically Monday for all intents and purposes. So it's kind of like it's going to have the editorials and the opinion pieces that I write. We're going to bring in guest writers. We'll bring you in for whatever open door. And it's going to be, I don't know, for lack of a better term, a drudge report, but you're just going to have like
an aggregator for this kind of thing.
Aggregator. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So. We need more of that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, big hugs, my friend. Please get outside and exercise. You know, the weather's nice, even if it's hot and sweaty wherever you are.
I
look forward to seeing a lot of my friends in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. We'll be live from Columbus at the Maho event, and look forward to reuniting with many of our Health Freedom family in Ohio. So, Jeffrey, thanks for being here, my brother.
It's been fun. And thoughts and prayers with Don. I'm sure he'll be back momentarily, and I look forward to sitting down with you again. This is exciting times, everyone. Stay moving, stay upbeat as much as you can, because fear is the enemy.
Surround yourself with people who have courage and bravery, and you will be stronger for it. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, you are that for sure, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. Oh, no! Whale!
Clients can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.